For Rob Townsend and his wife, opening their home to Matt eventually led to his coming to know Jesus Christ. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and Rob speaks to the importance of hospitality.
A guy by the name of Matt. For years, my wife and I would just have him over once a week and we'd feed him. But he came over to our house one night for dinner, and my wife was making it, and he said this. He said, it's been a long time since I've had anything that isn't out of a microwave. So my wife said, we gotta fix that. And so we would have him over once a week. And for about 2 years, just investing in him and just loving on him. Not a Christian, but he's pursuing. And I just kept pushing and saying, here's Jesus, here's Jesus.
And finally, hearing a message at camp helped Matt to ultimately understand Jesus' love on a deeper level.
So we went to a camp, and that night, give the gospel presentation. He's running around to find me. I find out that, hey, Matt's looking for you, Matt's looking for you, Matt's looking for you. And I said, oh my gosh, this has got to be it. And so I finally find him. He comes running up to me, and he says, you know, tonight, I heard that message, and it finally made sense. And he goes, I just got to tell you, you got to thank Jenny, because if it hadn't been for her feeding me those meals, I never would have believed that God answers prayers. And I said, whoa, what do you mean? And he goes, no, you did great stuff. I said, no, what do you mean by God answers prayers? And he said, I had asked God to give me an opportunity to see what a real family that spends time together looks like. And so that's my wife, through her cooking, opened this young man's heart to hear the gospel.
Showing care, cooking meals, building relationships. God can use each of these things in amazing ways to draw people to himself. For more ideas on how to share your faith, why don't you go to cru.org.